WHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes. Israel is facing more condemnation over its attacks in Gaza, killing an increasing number of civilians. There are evacuations now from Al-Shifa Hospital and a dispute whether they were ordered by Israel's military or asked for by medical officials. Reporter Yotam Confino with the latest from Tel Aviv.
At least 50 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Al-Fakura school, according to the Hamas-run health minister. Ministry in Gaza. The United Nations called the images and footage from the school horrifying, saying these attacks must stop and that a humanitarian ceasefire cannot wait any longer. Yotam Confino for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
Hamas launched a terror attack against Israel October 7th. There was some positive news for SpaceX in its launch of its uncrewed Starship rocket, even though it exploded. The FAA is investigating, but reports no injuries. SpaceX's live stream host, John Insprucker.
We saw the separation. We saw the flip maneuver. We saw the light up of the six Raptor engines on Starship, and it headed away. Everything really looked good.
Nasty wet weather could affect your travel starting Monday as people head out for Thanksgiving. Extreme weather is on deck for parts of New York. The Weather Channel's Kelly Cass tells CBS Saturday Morning.
That same system spreads the heavy rain up and down the Ohio Valley, moving into the Northeast eventually. That could impact some of the flights going in and out of New York City, as well as Philadelphia, D.C., Atlanta. We've got the rain showers for you as well.
Police in New Hampshire have identified the gunman who fatally shot a security guard at a psychiatric hospital. State Police Director Mark Hall says a suspicious vehicle was also found.
Located within the U-Haul were several items of concern, including an AR-style rifle, a tactical vest, and several magazines of ammunition.
It's too late for Black Friday, but shoppers on Amazon can buy Hyundai vehicles starting next year. CBS's Jeff Glor.
It is the e-commerce giant's first time in the auto markets. Customers will be able to search for and equip their preferred car and schedule delivery or pick up at a local dealership. And starting in 2025, new Hyundais can be equipped with Amazon's virtual assistant, Alexa.
A big settlement in a public dispute.
The lawsuit filed Thursday by Cassandra Ventura, who goes by the name Cassie, contained allegations of beatings and abuse by music producer Sean Diddy Combs. She claimed that she was signed to Combs' label in 2005 when she was 19 and he was 37, and the pattern of abuse began as soon as their relationship started. Her attorney has announced in a release that one day later, they've reached a deal to their mutual satisfaction, but offered no details.
That's CBS News correspondent Jennifer Kuiper, and this is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 51 this afternoon, under clear skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 27 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Tough love Monday, Earl.
Hey, good morning, Wisconsin, and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Good morning, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
9 games in, 3-6, and falling. They played an entertaining game yesterday, man. But entertaining ain't gonna get it, right?
Not history.
So I mean, even if you see improvements, Gilbert, improvements, the people ain't accepting improvements. I mean, in the line of business, which is called the NFL, there are no improvement victories, right?
No. I mean, you look, Earl, oh my God. You look at this team and you see glimpse of talent. You see glimpse of guys doing what they need to go do. And then you see things that happen in real life. Oh my God, are you kidding me? There's certain things that we got to clean up, but can we clean it up with how many games left? 8?
8 games left, man. The toughest part of the schedule coming up.
The meat and potatoes is coming.
Let me ask you. You played 10 years in the NFL. You played 4 years in college. You played, I don't know, what, 3 years in high school, 4 years?
4 years in high school.
4 years in high school. Football is football, ain't it? Blocking and tackling. Vince Lombardi used to always say, may God rest his soul, blocking and tackling. You can talk about all the rest of that stuff.
Yeah.
But blocking and tackling.
But, Earl, you got to have a great teacher to do the blocking and the tackling. If you don't have a great teacher, you're going to look real mediocre or not even make it to the league.
So
somebody got to teach you how to play the game.
Gilbert, I just said you played from high school to college.
I don't care.
And the pros, you played 18 years.
From high school as a freshman to my last year as a pro. In between those two
and not
guys,
know how to tackle.
You gotta have someone that taught you how to play the game.
Gilbert.
And you are a fool if you say anything different.
Not Gilbert, but because I know you and I knew your high school coach. He was the guy who taught you how to tackle first, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then, so with those years with him.
It's just, but see, it's just like this, Earl. Each level you get to, it changes. It doesn't stay the same. From high school to college, it changes.
The
from
tackling,
college to pro,
learning how to it, tackle?
Yes. Yes. The opposition gets bigger. The opposition gets stronger.
So help us understand, Gilbert. A guy got the ball. He's running towards you.
Yes.
You got to wrap him up, but I know there's somebody in between that you got to get rid of before you can get to him, right?
Yes.
So is the key getting rid of that guy in front of you in order to get to him?
The key to tackling is different on all occasions. It's an open field tackle. It's an in between the lines tackle. Whatever you got to do. You got to learn. Like, there's a difference from tackling Barry Sanders.
Right.
And Emmitt Smith. There is a difference from tackling those two guys. But if you being taught the difference between those two and tackling, then you're going to be a pretty good player.
So
you are taught when Barry Sanders is running the ball, don't watch his feet. Don't watch his head.
Watch his stomach.
Watch his stomach. Because his body can't move without his stomach. It can move without his legs. It can move without his head. Can't move without his stomach.
So, Gilbert, I've heard that with boxing. Don't hit. You can't hit the head. Hit him to the body. Same principle is what you say.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
but the principle is different when you're tackling Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith.
Well, yeah, because Barry Sanders had those great cuts. He could cut on you on a dime. Emmitt Smith was more straight ahead kind of runner.
He was an elusive runner too, but he didn't have that jelly like he didn't have that jelly like Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders had.
Yeah. So for people who don't know what you mean by jelly is elusiveness. You know, them cats will fake you out of your shoes. You think they're somewhere and they go on something and you go to attack him, and the harder you go to attack him to hit him harder, you're going to miss him, right?
The running backs, if they make you make a momentum move,
they go the other way.
They use your momentum
right
against you.
Because that's how smart they are.
Barry Sanders was a master of making you kill yourself. Period.
So we said all that.
Let's say this. Why did we give up all them yards against Pittsburgh?
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, Gilbert, we're in week 9.
Week 9.
And the Green Bay Packers are 3-6. And here you are, man, talking about the cats don't know how to tackle. I can't, it's hard for me to believe that they're getting the paycheck. Gilbert, they're getting the big paycheck.
No. I don't put words in my mouth. Okay. I didn't say that. You said that.
Okay. So why did they give up 205 yards to a team that averaged only 90 yards a game rushing?
Now, Earl, this is called what? Tough Love Monday, right? So, hey, we about to give these cats some tough love. It is not, if you watch the game, ladies and gentlemen, you're not sitting there watching the tight pants and butts flopping around and the G's all over the place. But if you're watching the game and you're watching the interior line, we are making mistakes and giving up positionings till they got the holes that they're finding. Now, is that player-wise or is that coaching-wise? Me personally, at any time, I'm thinking coach got to go back to the drawing board because we got first-rounders. Of course, was Kenny Clark in there yesterday?
No.
That's a big negative right there. But we saw them guys show up last game.
Well, they played against the Rams, okay.
Rams
without a quarterback.
Rams get paid. We're talking about the running game. We ain't talking about passing.
No, but.
There's a difference. And Earl, when I see our defensive line, we're not finding the ball. We're not finding the ball. We're just running upfield. And what happens when you run upfield? You know how you push a kid through the door?
Right.
You tell me, come on, let's get to. That's how the offensive linemen are doing us. We're going to let you run upfield. Now, all we're going to do is push you on up the field and get behind you.
So
instead of us using our hands, finding the ball and fighting towards the pressure that they're giving us to clog them holes. When we run upfield, we're opening up the hole even wider.
So, Gilbert, because you played on the line.
I am a master against the run.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? I got a PhD in kicking somebody's butt against the run.
So
I know what I'm talking about.
So the most of the people watching the game don't see it from the line position. They don't know anything
don't
about that. Right?
They don't see it, but I see it.
I know you do because that was your bread
and
butter.
I'm trying to explain it, Earl. I'm trying to explain it. The best of my ability for the people like yourself that don't know nothing about football.
So the reason I'm pushing back on you is because
it's because
Gilbert. Okay, so the defensive line, is you are stating not the technique is not right.
Technique is not right. So they can play better than that.
Okay, so what about the linebackers? Okay.
The linebackers, listen, the linebackers should be playing off the defensive line. But the linebackers can't do nothing if the defensive line is running up the field and the light guards are just going straight to the linebackers. Here, I'm going to push you up here. I'm going to push you up the field. Then I'm going to run up here and get up on this linebacker. And they doing double blocks.
Yeah, and the linebacker ain't equipped to really take on that 310 pounds.
By the time he get up to the linebacker, he got the angle on the linebacker. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And the running back just going to cut off that block. That's what I'm talking about, Earl. It's the defense. We're breaking down the defense first, right? That's what we're doing. Breaking down, then we're going to get over into the offense. But this defense, man, you know, we only still gave up 23 points. We had our normal. Offense failed to score over 23 points. Of course, but we gave up too many yards in the run game.
So 23 points, you should win the game if the defense give up 23 points. Because here's what happened.
I ain't going to say that with this team.
All right, so here's what happened. The Packers, the Steelers scored 17 points in the first three possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And they only scored 6 the rest of the game. In the first three possessions, that's when they scored their points. It means the defense then tightened up.
Means that we made those adjustments at halftime.
Right.
So when we came out, it was a different game.
That's correct.
You see what I'm saying? But we still gave up too many yards.
So, all right, listen, we got to go to a break. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on the game and the season thus far?
Tough love right Monday, back. Y'all. All right.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, we talked about the defense. They gave up 17 points in the first half, 6 points the rest of the way.
Field goal.
Can you, they held the Steelers to 140 yards passing.
Yeah.
Hey, man. They gave up under 400 yards total offense. Yeah. Can you still blame them?
Blame the defense?
Yeah. But they gave up 200 yards rushing.
This loss was a team effort, or you can't just blame one person. You can't just blame one unit. There's three units to the game, offense, defense, special teams. All three didn't get the job done yesterday.
Well, okay, so you say you can't blame one person.
One unit.
Well, but the coach, LaFleur, saying that Aaron Jones made a huge mistake. He basically is saying that he kind of helped cause them the game because with 58 seconds left and the Packers had the ball and they needed a touchdown and they threw a swing pass to Aaron Jones and Aaron Jones tried to break it. He was supposed to go out of bounds and Matt LaFleur has said even after the game, he pointed the finger at Aaron Jones. And he clearly
You know what, Earl?
What?
I bet you today he wants to take that back. I bet you today he wants to take that back. You cannot put that on a player that's trying to make this game, that's trying to win this game. He saw something. Aaron Jones is a professional. He saw something that maybe he could do, but didn't. It didn't come out his way. That's what your boy said. But let's check this out, though. Why are we in this position? If you didn't want him to try his best, don't call that play. Call something else. But for you to blame this cat because we didn't score on him, that's wrong.
Well,
because it's 10 other guys on the field.
Well, you know, Gilbert, one of the reasons why it's going to come back to haunt him is because of who Aaron Jones is. He bleeds green and gold, right? He gave up $5 million. Yeah. I don't know if you would have did that to come back to the Packers, right?
I would have done it.
Okay. But he gave up $5 million to come back to the Packers because he loves the Packers. And we, you know, the coach, LaFleur, and everybody knows just how great a player he is. And, you know, yeah, did he make a mistake? Well,
but Earl, if you want to sit up there and you want to start pointing fingers at people, which a coach should never do, you start pointing it at that receiving core.
Yeah, they have.
You start pointing it at that offensive line. That let J.J. Watt hit your, I mean, not J.J. Watt, the other Watt boy.
Right.
Hit the quarterback. Hits on quarterback, pressures on quarterbacks, changes games. I mean, come on. If you want to start pointing the finger, start pointing the finger at all the flaws. Start pointing the finger at the defense. Don't single out one guy and say, this is why we lost the game.
Well, Gilbert, I will tell you that I'm sure Aaron Jones, being the kind of man he is, you know him, that probably hurts him, right?
It hurts him, but I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He ain't going to come out in the media and say nothing about it.
Right.
That's the type of player he is. He's going to say, okay, coach, I'm going to pick my hard hat up, I'm going to grab my lunchbox, and I'm going to go back to work. That's a true professional. And if you're going to do something, let's keep it in-house. I'm going to come up to your office, we're going to talk about it, then we're going to move on.
But he's clearly going to have a conversation with the coach.
He need to. Or even the coach needs to pull him aside and say, hey, man, I didn't mean for what I said to come out the way it did.
Well, but
this is what we should have done.
I'm sure he's probably going to be forced to say that because it's all over the news that he pointed out Aaron Jones. And I'll say this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Gilbert, the Packers are now 3-6. And and 8 games left. And so how do you motivate a 3-6 team that's not going anywhere? You know, they already know, because you said at the beginning of the season, their goal is to win the Super Bowl. Every team when they first start out.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
When you turn around and see your 3-6, where does the motivation come from? Your paycheck?
No. The motivation comes from the love of the game, Earl. It comes from pride. Packer pride. These 8 games right now, if I was the head coach, I would say these next 8 games, you got to give me y'all. Because now we're playing for next year.
Hey, Gilbert. I don't know, man. You know, because
we are, Earl. If we lay down right now and not fix the things that we need to fix, this is going to happen next year.
How do you tell a cat, man? You playing for next year, and the cat across.
You don't say in that many words. We're playing for next year. I mean, come on, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? But we're playing to get better each game.
So this is where Gilbert, I I've been saying it all along, that he needs to bring you cats in there, man, to talk to the players. Apparently, he can't get it done. Right? Is it safe to say?
I wouldn't say he can't get it done, because they paying him to get it done.
Right.
He needs to use the tools that's available to him to get it done.
But if he's 3-6, he ain't getting it done.
So then he needs the tools to get it done. Well, and what are the tools, Earl?
That's what I want you to tell
me. Bring some of us old cats in. You know what I'm saying? Right. Getting on your coaches to coach better. Look at the game and dissect it like I am, and see where the problems are, and get on the proper coaches to get the proper things fixed. Because what I see can be fixed on the defensive line. The offensive line is talent. Period.
All right. We'll be right back. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 under the helmet.
Tough love, man.
Be right back.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 51 this afternoon, under clear skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 27 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, we can talk a little bit now about Jordan Love. And halfway through the season, it's time to compare his numbers to Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. And surprisingly, they're almost the same. Now,
at this point?
Yeah. Now we're hearing people say it's time to replace Jordan Love. Rodgers had thrown at the same time, the statistical comparisons. Let's delve a little deep into them. The biggest differences between Love and Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Now, Jordan Love.
Is he statistics all year one statistics?
Yeah. Okay. So through 8 starts this season, Love has completed 59.6% of his passes, the lowest rate among all qualified quarterbacks this season. Favre was at 64.8 through 8 starts, and Rodgers was at 63.7. Now, not a big difference between 59% and 63%, right? I mean, those are not the greatest numbers for pro football quarterbacks.
Earl, you seem like a statistical guy. I saw stats last week. Now, last year, 2022, Aaron Rodgers versus 2023 Jordan Love. At this point, their records, 3-5 and 3-5. This is last year at this time. Aaron Rodgers, 1,820 yards. Jordan Love, 1,891 yards. Okay? Percentage, 225 yards per game, 6.6. 215 yards per game, 6.6. 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. 14 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
So the 4 interceptions, the first one was Rodgers, 13 touchdowns, yep. 4 interceptions.
And this year, his at last week was 14 and 8 interceptions. Most yards in the game for Aaron Rodgers at this point in time was 255 yards. Most yards in the game for Jordan Love up to last week was 259 yards. 95.8 rating, 81.9 rating for Jordan Love. Identically almost the same.
Yep.
But nobody wants to get rid of Aaron Rodgers last year.
And the fact that Aaron Rodgers was the MVP, you know, the year before that. Something happened, right? Clearly, something happened. Now, last year, Aaron Rodgers didn't have Devontae Adams, did he?
Nope. Okay. He got the same receiving core that Jordan Love has. And the numbers are exactly the same.
Hey, Gilbert, that tells the story, right?
Yes,
I mean, really, really, those statistics you can't refute. Aaron Rodgers was a MVP quarterback the year before.
A Super Bowl champion.
Super Bowl champion. But a four-time MVP, I think he – or three-time, whatever it was. But
how many years in the league? Umpteen years right. in the league. This is Jordan Love's first year at bat.
So I wonder, man, for all those people who want to blame Jordan Love, I heard people say that the Packers need to tank the rest of the season so they can get a quarterback.
Stupid.
Well, that does happen. And we've seen teams going to the tank to get
They're going to the tank, but not by choice. They at least trying to win a game. They ain't going to just say, let's just forfeit. You might as well just say, let's forfeit.
You don't think any team does that?
No. No, they're trying. I mean, even them teams, they went up to be 0-15. They're still trying.
Well, you know, Gilbert, football's about winning and losing. You played it all those years.
Yeah.
Man. The more you lose, now the Packers, they won the one game in between. But, man, you know, the people forget, right? The people forget. It don't take long for them to forget. Those statistics you just mentioned about Aaron Rodgers
and Jordan Love,
that's amazing to me, man, that it was actually that close. You know, and nobody can point their finger at Jordan Love if, in fact, those statistics that you read, they are accurate.
Earl, you saw it yesterday. I mean, he made mistakes, but he was putting that ball where it was supposed to be on several occasions. He makes mistakes, his reads, certain things, but that's that first year deal. That's why I'm trying to explain to everybody year two is going to be totally different.
You know,
because then he got to get in the lab with these receivers that he got, because it just blows my mind that they keep dropping passes like they do.
Well, 18 times Love has been sacked in those first nine games. Rodgers was sacked 17 times and Favre 16 times. So it's all apples and oranges. And you are right. And for people who keep saying it's Love, it's not him, man. It's got to be the receivers. He's got such a young group of receivers. They knew this. And there were people who early on in the season, Gilbert, said that the Packers needed to pick up some veteran receivers. They chose not to. Am I right? Did you remember that?
If you didn't do anything during the trade deadline, this is what you get. This is what you get.
Yeah.
But then again, what can you have done in the trade deadline? One person is not going to change this team.
No.
Two people ain't gonna change this team.
Well, when the most experienced player that receiver that the Packers have is their third string tight end. He's played 4 years. And then all these other guys are 2 years, Gilbert. They knew going in. Certainly they saved a lot of money. When you've got all these rookie receivers, Gilbert, you're not paying them much, right? It's safe to say that.
Yeah.
First year.
It's safe to say, man, that.
They've saved, and they decided to save a lot of money.
And the experience of the offensive line plays into it, too.
Yeah.
Because you got a bunch of young cats up there, too.
Let's bring in Al from Milwaukee and from Detroit himself. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. But, Gilbert, you know yourself, when Aaron Rodgers came in, it's like when Favre came in. The major change that was made in the next year was the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And until they get an offensive line, Love or nobody else will come in there and do nothing.
Al,
the defense,
Al,
it's got to be tightened up. Yes.
Al, I love you because
you know it's right.
Understand the game. You understand the game. You see what I see. If they don't change that offensive line next year, we're going to get the same result this year, period.
Well, but they know they're going to have to change the offensive line, Gilbert. They see it. You know, how can they not? I mean, if you look at the stats, Love, 3-5 in 8 games, now 3-6. Rodgers was 4-5, and Favre was 4-5 at the same time. I don't know how you can say it's Love's fault, man. If you're looking at that, how can you blame him?
You can't. You got to blame the strength and coach because all these little fairies that they got, as they call receivers, they come in out of college trying to be cute, but ain't nobody in the weight room. Every time they get on the field, as soon as they get bumped, they hurt, and they got to sit out a week or two. You got to get some men in there. You got a bunch of boys.
Uh-oh.
You know what? You know what? And Al going to call a spade, man. Some of them boys catch the ball, and they looking for a place to fall. They ain't going to fight. They ain't going to get those extra yards. They looking for a place to fall, Earl.
Well, Gilbert, then what you're saying is pro football players who are being paid to play the game.
No, I ain't saying that.
Okay.
You putting words in my
mouth.
Okay,
what you saying? Okay, what you saying?
I am saying that our receiving corps needs to get better. I am saying we need to catch the ball. We need to run the ball. We need to run our routes properly. And we need to get tougher. We are a finesse team that can't finesse nobody right now. When they look at the scouting report for the Green Bay Packers, we can run the ball against them, and we can shut their passing game down.
So Gilbert, that means –
that's a scouting report.
Well, that means in simplest terms, they're soft. I mean, you know, you can say it. I know you can't say it, but I can say it. If you know,
I'm gonna say we are inexperienced. We are very inexperienced in certain areas of this team.
Well, they knew that, man. That's why they're the youngest team in the league. They should have expected this. Is it safe to say that?
And like you said, Earl, were they trying to save money?
I think they were.
They didn't have no money?
Well, so part of this, Gilbert, is
because
yes.
Because you just said Aaron Jones gave up $5 million.
Yes. Yes, they looked to save money because Aaron Rodgers' numbers are still on the books. Right?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' numbers are still on the books. And they got some other guys whose numbers are still on the books. And so, yeah, they didn't mind losing money, Gilbert, when they had Aaron Rodgers and they thought they had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But when they know they don't have a chance at all, they're going to finally get a chance to cut some salaries, man. I think that's what they've done. Clearly, when they've gotten younger, they've cut salaries.
Is it safe to say this now makes us to be a rebuilding year?
Hey, Gilbert, I said that beginning of the season.
They were avoiding that word.
I know. Well, you know why. Hey, we'll do this on the other side. Al, hang on a minute. Under the helmet with the grave digger. And Al, on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Big Al!
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, and special guest Al is hanging on the line. Hey, Gilbert and Al, I did some a little research during the break, and the salary cap for the teams last year was $226 million per team. It was $224 million the year before. Last year, Green Bay Packers' salaries were $162 million, Gilbert and Al. Mm. This year, it's $125 million. So, yes, they have cut their salaries $35 million in 1 year. Which says they cut the salaries. And so when you cut the salaries, it's kind of clear what happens, man, when you're getting cheaper players and less experience. Is it safe to say that, Gilbert?
It's safe to say that we started off with trying to keep Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So we taking money here and moving to here, taking money there and moving
right,
to there.
Right.
Then it all blew up in our face. Now we caught in this conundrum and we're trying to get out of it. So that when we look at the talent on the field, could we have bought in a veteran receiver, veteran lineman, veteran something?
Yeah.
We probably could enough. I don't know. I don't know the numbers to make sure, but we're stuck in this thing right now. We need to find our way out.
Well, so those numbers tell the story. And the fact that, and I didn't even know before we went to break, I talked about the fact that they were cutting salaries. Because for years with Rodgers and all the other high priced players, they were certainly in the red. Now clearly they get a chance. And they knew they were going to be younger. You're younger. They don't pay those major salaries. And that's where they are. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, you're probably both going to be offended by what I have to say, but I think all the salaries need to be cut because everybody I know is getting cut salaries. And if you can't live on $135 million a year, well, I think there's something wrong with you.
Well, that's the entire... That's the entire, group of players.
That's Miss Cindy's perspective, man. You know, she's tired of everybody talking about I got this money, but we ain't getting this done. Come on, man. Come on. I hear you, Miss Cindy. I hear you.
Well, you know, man. Put it this way. Aaron Rodgers last year, his base salary was $1,150,000.
This is base salary?
Yep, but his signing bonus.
Ooh, child.
His signing bonus was $25 million. So that's how this thing
but
works.
But in football, Earl,
you
the
get
only
the
thing
money
that
up front.
Was guaranteed, the only thing signing that was guaranteed bonus. Was that signing bonus. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
everything else is out the door if something happened to you.
Because if you look at Bakhtiari, his salary was $1,120,000. His signing bonus $6 million. Preston Smith salary $1,150,000. Signing bonus $9,000. So when you look $9 million. So when you look Gilbert, the money Kenny Clark, $1,035,000 is his base salary, reasonable, but signing bonus $5 million. That's where.
Yeah, you got to do it that way.
Well, they call it dead money. So what do they mean by dead money? The signing bonus.
Yes, meaning that you got that, but we're really paying you this throughout the year. You see what I'm saying? So you get paid every 2 weeks. You got to fit all that money in every 2 weeks.
Well, it looks more than reasonable when you look at a base salary of Aaron Rodgers, $1,150,000, David Bakhtiari, $1,120,000, Preston Smith last year, $1,150,000, Kenny Clark, $1,035,000. That doesn't seem like a lot of money, man, but it's on that other side of it. That's where the money is.
Right. They got to sell a lot of hot dogs and beer. Then the people are like, why do hot dogs cost so much?
Hey, Al, you're a fan. What are your thoughts about where the Packers are right about now?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, see, you talked about everything but IR. You see, when these guys get out here and get hurt and they go on IR, the company's not paying them. That's an insurance policy. And they get too comfortable getting paid by the insurance company rather than by the team. Now, you know, those numbers don't tell the whole picture. But as I said, these are boys instead of men coming in to play this game. And we played back in the 50s and 60s with less
equipment right, right.
and everything else. And we got out there, and ain't no way in hell you could tell me if I bump my head, I ain't going to play. I'm going to go out on that field if I'm crippled, crawling, and crazy, because that's what I did. I loved the game.
Yeah. But, wow. That's wow.
So, Gilbert, what do you want to say, man, as we get ready to close?
Well, Al is right, man. You know what I'm saying? But the game has changed and evolved so much that certain things are not the same as they used to be.
No, you got
to
protect.
And the player is not the same as they used to be.
The player deserves to be protected. It's a dangerous game. And yeah. and we've seen the outcome of the way they used to play in Al's day. And it's not good for the players long term, right? Safe to say that?
Safe to say that, Earl. Say, that's why the game has to evolve and has to change. Even though the guys say they're softer, they're not.
All right, we got to go. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Likewise, my friend.
We'll be back together again next Monday. Under the helmet with the Grave Dig on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Yo, Big Sandy, I say what's up.
I will.
Stop this, man. Parkway are fighting traffic on the interstates. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC Excellent. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes. Thousands of people, including the families of hostages taken by Hamas, arrived in Jerusalem at the end of a five-day march to confront the government over the plight of the captives. This as there were evacuations at the